Good afternoon, Shadow Hills. Well, you recall last week we did a podcast with Brooke Berry about all the things that are going on in the city of Indio. One thing she didn't mention was that Indio is going to have the opening of a revival store. And here to talk about it is the volunteer coordinator of DAP Health, Marcy Lerner. Marcy, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Yes, so, we really are excited to open up our fourth store. Revival Store will open up this May. The store is located on Highway 111 and Monroe in the Food for Less Shopping Center. But what I'd like to do is talk to you a little bit about DAP Health, formerly known as Desert AIDS Project. I want to make sure that all your listeners know if they plan on shopping at our store or volunteering at our store, who the proceeds benefit. Is that okay with you if I talk a little bit about
DAP
Health?
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
Okay. So we were founded 36 years ago due to the AIDS crisis in 1984 here in Palm Springs. The mission of our organization is to promote the health and well-being of our community, and our community is the Coachella Valley. DAP Health wants all people to live healthy, purposeful lives with dignity. So we are a federally qualified health care center, as I mentioned, our campus is located in Palm Springs, so we do serve the entire Coachella Valley. We open our doors wider each year, and of course, 2020 brought upon a pandemic, the likes of which we've never seen. In March of last year, we actually opened up a COVID triage clinic, COVID hotline, and we were very lucky this January to start giving hundreds of vaccines to our clients and to our active volunteers as well. Last year, we had over 10,000 clients, or almost 10,000 clients that were served through our clinics, as I mentioned, our COVID clinics as well, through behavior, mental health, serving the community through education and medication, about HIV and STI prevention. We have free HIV testing, behavioral mental health. We have client wellness, such as meditation, yoga, and strength training. And, of course, with the pandemic maybe slowing down a bit due to vaccinations, we hope that all of our services will resume this year in 2021. But since our inception, volunteers have been a big part of DAP Health. And 25 years ago, we opened up Revival's Resale Stores. It started as a small boutique in the Palm Springs area, and today we have three stores that are up and running. And as I said, our fourth one will be in Indio. So we're really, really excited about that.
Great. So you are looking for volunteers, correct?
Correct. So of the three stores that we have currently, we have approximately 170 volunteers. 80% of our store staffing is done through volunteers. Our oldest volunteer actually is in her 90s, and our youngest volunteer is in her 20s. So we have a huge range of ages that come into our store to volunteer. And it's not unusual to have a volunteer with 12,000 hours on her name badge. Our volunteers do everything from sorting and processing donated merchandise to displaying it in the store. They're even our cashiers. And our volunteers are just amazing. They give us a minimum of 4 hours a week. Most of them give us more hours than that. But the 4 hours a week that they give us, as I said, can be spent processing, cashiering, greeting customers, cleaning the shelves, whatever they want to do. We do focus on what the volunteer wants to do, because a happy volunteer will make sure that they come back week after week. And our volunteers bring a real wide experience to our organization. We have many volunteers who have worked in retail, but as I get to know our volunteers, I'm always surprised at the careers that they have had or are currently working in. We have teachers, realtors, pilots. We even have Emmy winners. We have IRS agents, auctioneers, waiters. We even have a retired priest.
That's great.
We have a wide variety of volunteers in our stores.
So one of the things that it has had, the dynamics here at Shadow Hills, is that on average we have about 30 homes a month turnover. We've been closed for a year. So that means that we've got about 350 new residents who, for the most part, haven't met anybody. And fortunately, we have a resident here who not only found out about revivals, but is now a volunteer. So, Guy, would you please tell us your story?
Thank you. I'd be happy to do that. And hello, Marcy, and everyone here. I moved here in February 2020 from the Atlanta area, from Buckhead. And I discovered volunteers while I was still staying in a hotel, since my furniture had not come. And then when I moved into my wonderful home here at Shadow Hills, my furniture still had not come. So Revivals was currently still open at that time, at the beginning of the pandemic. So I was able to find wonderful things there. So that's what brought me there first. During that time, I saw a sign in the book area, and I've always been a big reader. I'm a retired teacher, trainer, and like learning, and I was happy to put in an application, be interviewed, and start at the Cathedral City Revival store in the book area. Now, I have a history of volunteering, one of the things I like about it is that it gives you, especially in retirement, a sense of purpose, even though the retirement part of it is wonderful. The sense of camaraderie at the store has been amazing. The managers, the area people for Revivals are so positive, and you feel very welcomed and very supported. The other thing has been the learning process there. You feel like you're growing at the same time that you're giving. For example, I've been working in books. I've also been working in smalls, which is other things, pricing. I'm now doing some door greeting during the pandemic, and I'm also cashiering. So like you said, Marcy, the range is amazing. You can be as active or non-active as you want. They're very flexible, but the thing that I would encourage to everybody is to know that the sense of reinforcement that you are helping others and that you're being a part of the Coachella Valley overall community is probably the best part of it. That's what I would say I take home from it each time I go.
Guy, how many days a week and how many hours a week do you volunteer?
I volunteer anywhere from probably 9 to 12 hours a week. Mm-hmm. I try to do three times a week, three to 4 hour shifts. It really just depends because sometimes I'm there and I'm finished with what I can do with the books, and I think that, okay, a cart of smalls, which are anything other than furniture, books, and clothes, needs to be rolled out. Of course, there's always a lot of treasures on there, so it's nice to see what's on it. Mm-hmm. And so I roll that out, and or I might they might say, you know what, can you cover the door for a couple of hours? Again, it's totally voluntary, but again, because you feel positive about being there, you get some expansion of your experiences.
So do you plan to transfer to the Indio store when it opens?
You know, I don't know yet. I'm very pleased with the location I'm at. Of course, the Indio store is closer, though I'm only about 20 minutes away from the Cathedral City one. We're here from here. And I do like the book area. Mm-hmm. I recently helped out in the Palm Springs book area when someone, when they had an opening in books temporarily. And so I enjoyed that experience. But again, what I like about revivals is that they offer you a wide variety of opportunities.
Great. Great. So, Marcy, if this podcast resonates with people and they get interested in volunteering, what's the best way to contact you?
I'm going to give you my phone number. It is, of course, area code 760-323-2118, extension 616. Or I can be reached via email, which is mlerner@daphealth.org.
Okay.
So either way, I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody about that. And I would just like to finish up by reminding people of some reasons to volunteer, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
We certainly miss David Letterman. He always had the top 10. So here's Marcy Lerner's top 10 reasons to volunteer. 10, it's good for you. Volunteering provides mental and physical rewards. 9, it saves resources. Do you know the hourly rate of a volunteer is over $15 an hour, and that money an organization can use on essential services such as medication in the case of DAP Health. 8, volunteers gain professional experience. 7, it brings people close together. As Guy said, the camaraderie of people from different backgrounds is certainly important. 6, it provides personal growth. You learn a lot about your community. It helps foster empathy, self-efficacy. 5, it strengthens your community. And now we are in the Indio community wanting to strengthen that community. 4, you learn a lot about yourself and the community. 3, you give back. 2, it encourages civic responsibility. And 1, the most important reason why people volunteer, hopefully, is that you can make a difference. You know, Anne Frank once said how wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. And our motto for our volunteers at Revivals is our volunteers change the world 1 hour at a time. And that's very, very true. I hope that some of your residents will consider volunteering. Give me a call or talk to Guy, and we look forward to being in your community.
Okay, thank you very much, residents. I hope that some of you are moved to get involved. It's a great way to meet some new people before you meet the other residents here at Shadow Hills. So Marcy and Guy, thank you for coming in, and for the audience, until next time, bye-bye.